The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Good old tomatoes and homemade wine and country boy can't.
Up here with my homemade wine and tomatoes in North Dakota. This is your host, James Kelso, hosting the Trump phenomenon on February 27th, 2020. Glad to have you here with us for our brief hour together. You might want to participate by a phone at 800-313-9443. And you're welcome to do so at any time during the show. You'll be calling the folks that make this possible, the Republic Broadcasting Network in the great city of Round Rock, Texas. And that's where you want to send your support, and you want to keep that support coming. Not just a one-time thing. Every month, send in some support. Go to republicbroadcasting.org to see all the different ways you can make that support get to Round Rock. And the welcome to all you listeners out there on TalkStream Live, and thank you for listening into our show. Well, let's update ourselves on the Trump phenomenon here in the Trump era. The president has not disappointed in the last 24 hours since we last met in the Trump clubhouse. And the the finger of history continues to write. Let's see, what do we have coming up here? Ongoing at this moment as we speak is the Conservative Political Action Conference in National Harbor, which is just a suburb there of Washington, D.C., on Chesapeake Bay, south of the District of Criminals. And that's Donald Trump. The highlight, of course, will be Donald Trump speaking on Saturday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday event. And the attendance is huge. I've heard a couple of his speeches. Very powerful was Charlie Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA, which is an organization he has founded that reaches college kids. And he's made some incredible points. Turning Point USA, very encouragingly, has chapters on, I've forgotten the number, let me look it up here, but it's more than 500 campuses. Let me look it up quickly. And I'm going to take a chance here. Always a dangerous thing to do, relying on Wikipedia to get your facts. But let's just see if we can't, if there might be something there. According to the hostile left-wing Wikipedia, so you know it's at least as good as whatever they describe, and certainly better. Charlie Kirk founded Turning Point USA in 2012, and he was 18 years old. And the let's see, what is the current status? Finances. Nothing real recent. But they have serious money. In 2016, their budget, the revenues were $8 million, over $8 million in 2016. And the prior year, The prior year, they were 4 million, and the year before that, 2 million, and the year before that, half a million. So that's a very steep, nice growth curve. If it has continued per that trend, 2017 would have seen, they continued their doubling, 16 million, and they might be well over 20 million right now. That's pretty good, but that's a extrapolation on my part. They've got a nice website called Professor Watchlist, dedicated, according to Kirk, to documenting and exposing college professors who discriminate against conservative students, promote anti-American values, and advance leftist propaganda in the classroom. And Charlie Kirk, in his talk today, I think it was, he said, how do we explain the success of Bernie Sanders? And he said, one element is this. All these young people that are Bernie bros, what does Bernie, why do they have some attraction to this 77, 78-year-old guy who looks like a crazy man with wild hair and, bug eyes and the whole thing? What do they see in this guy? He said, well, I can tell you, it's easy. They see their Marxism 101 professor right there in front of them. This is the guy who's been brainwashing them for their entire college experience. Looks like it, sounds like it, smells like it. And so they gravitate to this guy who looks like your professor. And the point, one of the points that Charlie Kirk is making is, he said, folks, we've been asleep. He said, while we were sleeping, America's colleges and universities have gone off the deep end, big time. I forget the percentage he used. I think he said 95% of the professors are left wing. And it's an unbelievable number. What the complete dominance of left wingers on college campuses. It's astonishing. And he said, one of the things I want all of you to do, listening to my voice, this is Charlie Kirk speaking, whatever money you're donating to your alma mater, to a college, a school, any money you're donating to any institution of so-called higher learning, stop it right now. Stop it right now. He said, unless you're donating to Liberty University or to, help me. He said, only two decent schools in the United States. And, come on, help me, folks. The second one's in Michigan. A caller can help me. But unless you're donating to these two schools, you are contributing to, you're destroying your own children. Because these universities are completely subverting the kids. And he says that it's frightening, it's horrific, and it is our future. This is now, I'm going to start the show here on a sour note. This is akin to my discussion of demographics. You know, when you see the population of the younger tiers of our population, that is our future. So if, as in France, most of the kids in elementary school are Muslim, well, sorry, that's the future of France. And on it goes. Well, in the same way, those college classes, that's our future. And it's left wing. So we've noticed this phenomenon in the voting for Donald Trump and in the Trump revolution, is that the younger the voters get, the more left wing they get. The older the voters get, the more pro-Trump they get. Well, that's a reflection of what Charlie Kirk is saying about the effect our colleges and universities have had on successive generations. It's so left-wing in the colleges and universities that it's like hard for you to grasp. It's hard for one of us to think, well, there was a time when a college faculty, a university faculty, would have lots of right-wing people on it. There was such a time. All of these colleges and universities, all of the Ivy League schools, were founded by our patriot ancestors. Harvard, Yale's name, Elihu Yale. That's a cousin of mine, Elihu Yale. The property that Harvard sits on, part of it was donated by the Greenfields of Connecticut. That's my family, sea captains of Connecticut. And the part of the those schools were very conservative. They weren't left-wing schools. And the University of California wasn't a left-wing school in its early days. So what happened? Well, we went to sleep. We sent our kids off, saddling them with horrific debt to pay for a horrific miseducation. Anyway, Charlie Kirk is all about correcting that. Let me look at, he's got the professor watch list. And let's see. At Drake University, Turning Point was denied recognition as an official student organization based on student senate concerns that the organization has a, and here it comes, a hateful record. Yes, a hateful record. And of course, what does that mean? If you had to summarize that in one word, it would be, yes, there it is, the magic word, racist. In 2017, Santa Clara University's student government voted to deny recognition for Turning Point as a campus organization. That decision was overturned. And the, let's see. In May of 2019, Charlie Kirk created a new 501c4 organization, a political action committee intended to target Democrats called Turning Point Action. And let's see, I'm skipping down further here. I'm wondering, I want to see their number of chapters. That's really what I wanted to look up. The Hillsdale College. That's the other school that he endorsed besides Liberty University. And, well, where's the number of chapters? They don't have it. Thank you very much, Wikipedia, for not giving me a basic fact, which is easily accessible to you. And you see, one of the things that's true about Wikipedia, Charlie Kirk could update this website and give all the pertinent facts, the size of the organization, number of members, number of chapters. But the left that controls Wikipedia, the social media controlled by the left, it's a closed door. You don't have access. This is an article about his organization. Does he have access? I guarantee you he doesn't have access. If he posts an edit on Turning Point strictly factual based on the figures and numbers from his office, that's going to be disallowed. That's going to be deleted. And it is, let's go to the actual website of the organization. See if maybe this data is there. I'll look at that. Oh my gosh, here's a look at their chapters. It's like a pincushion all over the United States. They are everywhere. And I'm looking at hundreds of chapters. And here is a let's see how well the website's organized. I don't see the answer to the questions I have immediately here. Let's take a look at what the president's doing today, and we'll get the latest tweet 21 minutes ago. Now let us shift the focus here to the coronavirus. Here's what the president has to say to us 21 minutes ago. The anti-Trump network, that is CNN, he's writing, is doing whatever it can to stoke a national coronavirus panic. Let that sink in. The president is right on the mark there. That's what the entire chorus of the Democrat anti-American media is doing. That's my, I interjected that. And let's go back to the president. He says the far left network pretty much is ignoring anyone who they interview who doesn't blame President Trump. And that's actually that there. That was a quote quoted by the president from Trish Regan on Fox. Then the president, his own comment is that the media refuses to discuss the great job our professionals are doing. That's why I so much enjoyed his press conference with those professionals by his side yesterday. Then here's breaking news. Trump rally in Charleston, North Charleston, South Carolina. That's tomorrow. If you're anywhere within 200 miles of North Charleston, you want to try to get there. And the let's look for more. Here's the president today tweeting, "They spied on my campaign." And he quotes Jim Jordan, who said, "Comey's FBI misled the FISA court 17 times. We can't simply reauthorize the system that allowed those lies and omissions to happen. Now is our chance to fix it." And let's listen to Jim Jordan, quoted by Donald Trump. Here's this clip is in Donald Trump's Twitter account.
Good afternoon to you, and welcome back to our program here.
Good to be with you, Bill. Congratulations on the new time slot.
Thank you very much. Don't be a stranger. How do we get this right, sir?
Well, we got to remember where this, what prompted this all, this whole debate. Remember, it was the Justice Department in 2016 who went to the FISA court and misled the court. That's a nice way of saying they lied to the court 17 times. So we need to change how this works. You need a, I think you need someone at the court actually representing the American citizen who's about to lose some of their rights, some advocate for them. So that's one of the things we're going to try to push and get done in this this legislation.
Okay, but I'm reading here the administration supports keeping the part of the law that allows this agency to collect data on U.S. citizens. You got a problem with that?
I do have a problem if it's not properly predicated, if you don't have the safeguards in place to make sure our fundamental liberties are protected. And we know that didn't happen in the Carter Page example. We know that didn't happen in that case.
So there's Jim Jordan, one of our heroes. And what's the name of that guy? Is that Bill Hemmer? Is that his name? This is one of these Fox, these hard to pinpoint, weaselly people on Fox who... What are they? These are like rubber men and rubber women who, what do they believe? They're not Trump supporters. They're clearly not Trump supporters. So what are they doing? What's their game? It's not pleasant, whatever they're doing. Constantly trying to sow doubt, confuse the issue. They're not like Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham. I keep going over this Hall of Heroes, Lou Dobbs, Jeanine Pirro, and Mark Levin. Those are the heroes. And by the way, let me go back to the top here. Oh, I said yesterday we got, it was 72.9 million followers for the president's account. I thought it would hit 73 the day before yesterday. It did. And I thought it would hit 73.1 today. It did. 73.1, another 100,000 Trump followers in the last 24 hours. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
We're back, folks. Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is.
Where John called home, he just drifted into town and stayed.
Well, he calls Mar-a-Lago home now. Gave up on New York City.
And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John.
Here's a headline on Breitbart today. Coronavirus carnage. Stocks fall into correction on contagion fears. And remember, the president just said the lying media is trying to start a panic. U.S. stocks plummeted on Thursday in a day of chaotic trading as investors sought shelter from potential economic consequences of coronavirus. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 4.4%, about 1,190 points. The NASDAQ tumbled 4.6, S&P 500 4.4. It was the biggest one-day point drop in the history of both the Dow and the Standard & Poor's, although far from the largest decline in percentage terms, and those are the ones that count. As the indexes rise over time, each point up or down represents a smaller movement. All three indexes are down for the year and 10% below their recent highs. So that's the toll here, the coronavirus effect has been 10%. A decline that many market watchers consider the official sign of a market correction. But this is not a correction. This is part of the panic over the coronavirus, and which has not yet killed an American citizen. And remember, the president commented yesterday that 25,000 to 69,000 Americans die every year as a result of the flu. I think in this last year, it's more than 22 million Americans have contracted the flu. The Dow has lost 11% in just 3 days, despite those declines, the S&P is only down 7% since the start of the year and is currently trading at levels seen last October. The NASDAQ is down about 4.5% for the year. Now, the global companies based in the U.S. have been warning investors that they expect sales in China to plummet and anticipate challenges from supply chain disruptions as China struggles to get its production back up after the coronavirus devastation and strict quarantines that closed many businesses and kept workers at home. Microsoft and Apple were the two worst performing stocks on the Dow, dropping 6.9% and 6.3% respectively. The best performing stock, now this is not going to surprise you, was Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing, 3M. Why do you think they were the best performing stock? Which makes surgical masks and respirators. It gained 1 percentage point. And all the ads on the page I'm looking at are people in surgical masks. Something that came up today, Tucker Carlson reported this. And Donald Trump has been the man to reveal how terrible the sellout to China has been. One of the effects of that sellout to China, which we began with Bill Clinton and his very anti-American, probably paid for, he probably received money for this, and Hillary, out of the blue decision to admit Red China to the World Trade Organization, instantly vaulting them from a criminal regime of the lowest standing in the international community, whatever, that's it. I hate to say that phrase, the international community, with considered a criminal regime, to being, well, now they're members of the club. Now they're dignified, rubbing shoulders with America and Britain and France and Germany in the World Trade Organization. Thank you, Bill Clinton. Well, what followed was the exporting of our industry. One of those industries that was exported was surgical equipment, medical equipment, and drugs. So, get this, folks, as we go into a medical situation where antibiotics and antivirals and various medications may be needed in considerable quantities, guess where those are manufactured? Almost all of them. Guess where they're manufactured? Yes, Red China. Isn't that nice? The people who brought us the coronavirus, and of course, nobody's opened up that can of worms yet. How did the Chinese bring us the coronavirus? Their hearts will be beating fast. We'll be right back with more discussion of that. Stay tuned.
That the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so.
We're back, folks. Here's something that you'll find interesting. The latest polling. Is it really going to happen? Are there enough wacky people in the United States that they would nominate Bernie Sanders or any of the other, it's any of the other riders in the demon rat clown car? But listen to this. Listen to the latest polling. I hadn't looked at this until just now. A poll out that comes out tomorrow. So now you're getting a look into the future. How do you like that? A Friday poll. The Fox News shows Bernie Sanders leading all Democrats by 13 percentage points. Can you believe that? Sanders at 31, followed by Biden at 18, Bloomberg at 16, Warren at 10, Buttigieg at 12, it's not quite in order, Klobuchar at 5, Steyer at 2, and Gabbard at 1. That's a big lead for Sanders. And you can add Warren's votes, 10%, add those to Sanders. Now, by the way, Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, she said something very important today. I was predicting this, actually, that although Warren's campaign is over as a winner, she's not going to be the presidential nominee. She is such a stubborn person that I predicted she would go all the way to the convention, no matter how few votes she had. And this is important. This will be very valuable to Bernie Sanders because she shares his kooky, radical, openly radical stance. They're all radical left-wingers, all of them. But Warren and Sanders are the most obvious about it. If she goes all the way to the convention and is, let's say she's got 5 to 10% of the vote, she can give that to Sanders in a brokered convention. And on top of that, at each of the debates going up until that convention, she can act as a sort of like an echo to Bernie Sanders. So he won't stand out so much. He'll be harder to isolate. Also, Warren in these debates can be an excellent attack dog. She can be a Doberman pincher let loose on Mike Bloomberg, which would very much serve the purposes of Bernie Sanders. But anyway, let me go to more of these polls. I'll let you figure out the significance. That's amazing. 13-point Sanders lead in the National Fox poll that comes out tomorrow. Okay, how about a national poll from Wednesday, the Economist poll? Sanders up by 10 points over everybody else, 30%. Biden behind him at 20, Warren at 16, Bloomberg at 11, Buttigieg at 9, Klobuchar at 4, Steyer 1, Gabbard 4. Okay, that's a big lead. That's a big lead. Okay. Go to, with a field that big, go to Tuesday's poll from The Hill and Harris. Sanders up by 9 at 28. These are kind of consistent, these polls. 28, Sanders, Bloomberg in second with 19. Biden behind him at 17. Warren, Buttigieg at 12. Warren at 8. Klobuchar at 3. Steyer at 3. And Gabbard at 2. And then go to the previous national poll ahead of that, the CBS News poll. This was on Sunday, February 23rd. Sanders also leading by a lot, 28% over Biden, Warren's 19%, Biden's 17, Bloomberg's 13, Buttigieg's 10, Klobuchar 5, Steyer 2, Gabbard 1. So what am I getting from this? This guy, Sanders, you go a little bit earlier, ABC poll, Sanders up by 16 at 32. The Emerson poll, Sanders up by 7 at 29. He's ahead in all of these polls. And he's ahead by a lot. So what's it looking like? It's looking like on Super Tuesday, Bernie Sanders might win a lot. And it's looking like he might be the nominee of the Demon Rats. So, you know, you figure it out. What do you make of this? A guy who's absolutely wacky, communist, socialist, left-wing person. A Castroite. A Leninist. Who doesn't even, for years, didn't even call himself a Democrat. He insisted on being called an independent. And then you have Bloomberg in that clown car, who ran New York City as a Republican. He was a Republican. Then you have Buttigieg, who doesn't know exactly what sex he is, who insists on having his husband, kissing his husband on the stage. I mean, that's where he loses me, is the wet kiss at the microphone at an event. Making out at the microphone. I wonder how that's Well, I, you know, boy, let's go to some a caller here. Maybe a first time caller. I don't know. Excuse me if I'm forgetting you. Barry in California. Have you called in before, Barry?
How you doing?
Good, good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I talked to you a couple of weeks ago, and I told you about Dr. Dave Janda.
Oh, yes, right. Sorry, I forgot.
Did you get a chance to look that up?
I did not. A mea culpa.
Oh, okay.
But go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I listened to Dan Bongino, and he talked about Bernie the last couple of days, and he said, people, this guy's a liar. He's a liar. I mean, the taxes that he wants to pass, you know, people are saying 52%. Dan Bongino, he's saying, no, it's more like 70%. You know,
oh,
he'd be working for the government.
Yeah, no, and let me add a thought to, let me reinforce what you're saying, Barry. One thing that's true about all demon rats, all of them, anybody in that lineup of people in the polling I just mentioned, they're all liars. They are inveterate liars. I mean, it's why they're Democrats, because they are liars about life. They're lying to themselves. They're lying to us. And they're not of high character. These are not worthy people. They're not smart people. They're not attractive people. This race between the Trump movement and the Demon Rat Party is the most clear-cut contest between good people and bad people. I've never seen a clear contrast. It's, I think, the way it's going. Now, by the way, you see with this coronavirus thing, One thing
that,
you know, the left is, what is their specialty aside from lying? It's chaos. So if you can get a panic going, if you can get a stampede going, maybe you can crash the economy. Maybe you can panic the American people, and maybe that will serve your purposes as a demon rat. Maybe a panicked America will do something really stupid.
I think the elite are causing this virus.
Well, now, so far, now think about this. Remember what the president said today in his tweet. Nobody in America has died of the coronavirus. Now, today, or just while you and I are talking, somebody's going to be shot dead in Chicago, on the streets of Chicago, just while you and I talk. That's how many people die of gunfire in Chicago.
But even more dangerous
is Baltimore. So somebody's going to die on the streets of Baltimore while we're doing this show.
But hear me out.
Yes?
We don't know all the stuff that's coming out of China, if it's true or not. We really don't. And what if this virus, it starts dying out in between the spring and the summer, and it's not going to do like what it said it's going to do, like they said it's going to do. I mean,
well, when we say like they say it's going to do, or as they say it's going to do, they is the American media. You know, the Chinese aren't saying anything about what. Of course, we know the Chinese are lying. We know that everything they do is a lie. They've never told the truth on anything.
So and who's the media
that's a given.
In bed with?
That's a given that they're
who's
lying.
Who's the media in bed with?
Yeah, exactly. But see, the media, the motive for the media is this. Anything that hurts Trump, which hurts American patriotism, if they love it and they endorse it. So if they decide that starting a national panic, the Democrats are so perverse and evil. Remember, what's his name? Bill Maher. Bill Maher on his show looked into the camera and said, I hope we have a recession. I hope the economy collapses, damn it. That's what we need. We need the economy to collapse in order to defeat Trump. He meant it. He meant it. And Bill Maher represents, you know, a lot of these left-wingers, a lot of them. And so what he'd be very happy if it caused, if it hurt Trump, if it could get Trump out of the White House, whatever it is, crash of the economy, national epidemic, war.
Yeah, but we know that six corporations own all the media, and they control what's being said and not said. You know.
Well, yes.
And they probably own the social networks also.
Well, okay, and then but look at what's happened here. Let's go back to what Charlie Kirk said at CPAC today, Conservative Political Action Conference, there in National Harbor. He pointed out that 95% of college professors are left-wingers. So that's the same monopoly you're talking about in the media, where all the media except Fox is left-wing.
He was at our church. Charlie Kirk was at our church last week.
Oh, wow.
Pastor Jack Hibbs is on the ministerial team for Trump. He's gone to meetings. He sat with the cabinet and these pastors, and they're helping to push Trump this election.
Well, now let's hope this.
Charlie Kirk.
Barry, let's hope this. And by the way, forgive me for forgetting your name. I'll do it again. You know, like you'll call next call. I'll say, Barry, do I remember you from somewhere? It's me. Forgive me. The audience remembers you better than I do. So let's hope this. Let's hope that the number one rated medical system in the world, ours, and the president held up the graph. He held up the chart that showed our medical system ranked number one in the world when it comes to handling epidemics. Let's hope that that defense holds. Let's hope that no great, several months from now, we're not reporting thousands of U.S. deaths. We're not reporting hundreds of thousands or millions of Americans with coronavirus. Let's hope that's what happens a couple months from
now. Exactly.
And if it goes that way, I think, in other words, if several months from now, there's no huge outbreak in America, and Donald Trump is doing all these great measures like stopping people at the border, stopping airplanes, stopping cruise ships, and stopping the entry into this country of people who are coming from areas that are infected, that will be effective. And let's hope also that we learn several months from now that you're correct about this. You seem to know something about viruses. Viruses, folks, tend to fluctuate up and down in their aggressiveness, and they tend to actually naturally degenerate. They tend to naturally, and this is an amateur talking here, so in some ways I'm talking through my hat a little bit. You doctors out there, I don't think any of you will correct me if I'm wrong. All viruses are constantly mutating and changing. And the nature of it is that a bad virus, if it changes, is very much likely, if it changes in some way, to become less aggressive. And so the reason the flu epidemics that we experience every year just kind of peter out is that exact reason, is that there's a wave of vulnerability, then the virus changes, the people develop immunity, and the thing goes away.
I've listened to experts, podcasts and stuff, and the majority of them say that if this isn't what they say it is, it will fizzle out. You won't hear much about it anymore. Late spring, early summer, or so.
Well, let's hope that's the case. And it does appear that the Chinese, when you look at the pictures of what's going on in China, I think they're aware that this is a dagger through the heart to their economy and to their future as a dictatorship.
Yeah, why would they do that to their own economy?
I don't think they did that.
Why would they do a lethal virus where not only their regular people could die, but they could die?
Yes.
The government.
And,
you know,
and
the,
also,
the
you see, their plan, their long march plan, you know, they plan to overtake the U.S. militarily and economically, you know, like by the year 2030. They plan to be bigger and better than us and to dominate the world. And so this to deliberately unleash a catastrophic virus on their own people, closing their own factories, is not part of any rational such plan. So this has to have been a colossal, if it's not a natural phenomenon, a colossal screw up in a Chinese bioweapons laboratory. Stay there. We'll be right back, folks.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
California. Barry, you'll enjoy this. Let's listen to the president's assessment of the just concluded Democrat debate. And here's what the president had to say. Crazy, chaotic Democrat debate last night. This is the South Carolina debate. Fake news said Biden did well. Even though he, Biden, said half of our population was shot to death. He actually said that. He said 125 or 150 million people shot by gun violence. Yeah, the president says that it would be over for most people. Mini Mike was weak and unsteady, but helped greatly by his many commercials, which are not supposed to be allowed during a debate. But hey, folks, money talks and bullshit walks. Mike Bloomberg's money talks. They changed the rules for him. Pocahontas was mean. Oh, she was. And undisciplined, mostly aiming at Crazy Bernie and Mini Mike. They don't know how to handle her, but I know she is a choker. Steyer was a disaster, who, along with Mini, are setting records in dollars per vote. And then the president says, just give me an opponent. These people, none of them are serious as a contender with Donald Trump. And so that's the president's summary of that debate in Charleston. Barry, you were saying something. We might have lost Barry. Okay, we lost Barry. And then the president says on the coronavirus, he says, the do-nothing Democrats were busy wasting their time on the impeachment hoax and anything they could do to make the Republican Party look bad, while I was busy calling early border and flight closings, putting us way ahead in our battle with the coronavirus. The Democrats called very wrong. And that's quite true. The president did stop the influx of people from areas with coronavirus. But what's really impressing me is that nobody's died of coronavirus. Now, by the way, the concern for any of you, think of it, folks out there, what scares you? It's not having a flu or a cold or a sore throat or, sneezing. That doesn't bother you. It's never fazed any of us for all of the years of our lives. Annual cold season or flu season. That hasn't scared any of us. It's deaths that scare you. So if we're not hearing about people dying, then our fear is going to recede very fast. Now, think of this. What is a real plague like? Some of you historians who are more up on this than I am, during World War I, and in that period, 1917, 18, and 19, I believe there was a huge flu epidemic in the U.S., and we're going to run out of time to talk about it. But there were so many bodies in the street, they just piled up. We should talk about that in tomorrow night's show, what a real epidemic looks like. We'll see you then with that cheery thought. So long for now.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.